And it's time to chat to the lovely Dr. Anna Rosa-Hurado. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm fantastic as well. So we're both fantastic.
Very good. Well, we are celebrating Menopause Day and all these things. And then we're very busy and I'm very glad.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it was World Menopause Day on Tuesday, as you quite rightly said. So it's a good subject to talk about. Now, apparently they were concentrating on the more the mental health issues that go with it as opposed to the physical side.
Yeah. This year is this. Well, you have to know, or, well, you know, because every year around this date we talk about menopause specifically. And but some person probably don't know that from since 2011 or 10 in the International Menopause Society, we celebrate in October and mainly in the 18th of October, the World Menopause Day. And every year we have a theme to be treated specifically, some osteoporosis or some days sexual health or another. This year we put the focus in the mental health, and we have a specific name is cognition and mood. But we make information for patients and all these things, and then we focus specifically in something that you probably know: brain fog and memory difficulties.
Oh, it's awful.
And yeah. Brain fog is the main information that we do, we elaborate for patients.
So what's happening then? Why do women get this brain fog?
Well, this is something related to the age, but around the menopause, normally we suffer this. And you're very young, you probably know. Don't have this problem. But in my case, I have passed through the change. And it is something ridiculous how you can misplace your keys, or you can lose the train of thought, yeah, or you can forget the reason for doing something.
Oh, my
goodness. It is something amazing that disturbs a lot your quality of life. And mainly because you think that probably this is a dementia. This is an early dementia, and it is not.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Scary.
So, it is something that we have to know.
It's really frightening. I mean, I think I've been having brain fog since I was 21. This just happens. It's just me. But yeah, it is awful because you go into another room and you think, why have I come in here? It's just crazy. And I'm sure that our male partners think we're literally going a bit bonkers.
This is something that, I mean, obviously, we are working a lot, and now we have a lot of things to do, and we need to rest, obviously. But around the menopause, we normally suffer this a little bit more, intense. And it is due to the lack of estrogen. I mean, the estrogen, we normally say estrogen is the hormones that define the female body. And then when the menopause comes, the hormonal level decreases a lot, the estrogen, and then it affects to everything, and even the neurotransmitters and everything. But the most important thing is not to think that this is something that can be related to early dementia or something like that. I mean, you will have dementia if you have another factors or another genetical tendency or whatever, but not because in this moment in your life, you're suffering this, you know? And this is something temporary. I mean, normally when you finish the path through the change, the problem is not so intense. It is obviously something due to also the age and the things, your extra work and all these things.
Yeah, but
it is nothing forever.
So that brings me to a good question. How long does the menopause last, or is it how long is a piece of string?
Well, menopause means last period. So all the things that happen after the menopause is the postmenopausal stage.
Right, yes.
And the change, normally, change means to have symptoms, to be on and off with period, to have on and off symptoms, all these things. The change, we normally say perimenopausal change, you know, and it normally is during 2, 3, 5 years, no more. It should not be more than this, 5 years, you know.
That's good.
And obviously, if you are on hormone treatment for menopause, you're going to suffer less problems, less menopause symptoms, for sure. But we don't have the scientific evidence that with hormonal menopausal treatment, you are going to have less flow.
Okay.
Really, we don't have. It is true that we see that women being on a menopausal treatment, they have less problems, less symptoms. The whole package in general is less, but not very high connection with the block, with the brain flow. And but the good part of this is that we have ways to try to reduce this problem, you know, and most of the time we have to work in the style of life, which is your target.
Well, that was going to be my next question. As far as brain fog's concerned, what can we do to stop it? Is it only HRT?
Not HRT properly. With HRT, you're going to feel much better probably in general, but we have to do more things. We have to avoid, obviously, to be overweight, which is something difficult around this moment in the life, but it is very important. And obviously, we have to have a very, very good and healthy diet and to exercise at least 150 minutes a week, which is nothing. Aerobic exercise, it is very important to be physically active, and we have to control all the disease that can affect, for example, the blood pressure, the diabetes, and all these kind of things, to have everything in well controlled, to avoid cigarettes,
we always say cigarettes and alcohol, yeah.
Cigarettes and alcohol, and my friend said, "Oh, you're very boring, always saying the same thing." But it is true. All the toxic are not good for that, you know.
Yeah, anything that's nice.
Yeah, and to keep it socially connected. I mean, they say that if you are socially connected and you have this kind of work, working for your community and all these things, you keep more active and your brain is working also better. Yeah.
Okay, so as far as keeping your weight down is concerned, that is, of course, hard to do when you're postmenopausal, because you do tend to put weight on and it's harder to lose. Is that right?
Yeah. Our menopause stage, it is just for a while also, but normally our metabolism is more slow, and then you have more possibilities to put on weight, or at least less facilities to reduce the overweight, you know. And then that's why you have to keep healthy, in a healthy diet, a healthy style of life, and exercising. Activities, physical activity is very, very, very important. Aerobic. If you say, "Well, my body is has been with me during all my life," now your body is not with you anymore. You have to force a little bit the machine.
And is there anything you can advise for hot flushes? Because they're not very nice either.
Obviously, the most we are trying to. Talk clearly in relation to the hormonal treatment for the menopause. I mean, we have now all the idea, very clear idea, in which women we can use and in which women we cannot use. And we have all the criteria well delimited. And if you can use hormonal treatment for menopause, this is the best treatment for hot flashes and for the rest of the matter, you know, the bad sleepy, the moody, the sweat, the irritability, hot flashes, obviously. So for everything is the best treatment, for sure. Then to know if you can or not use it, you have to go to your doctor, and he's going to see, or she is going to see all the criteria and all your physical and your illness and everything to decide if you can or you cannot use the hormone treatment for menopause. Mm.
And in your opinion, Dr. Anna, would you give it just to somebody who'd had breast cancer in the past?
Well, these are a very important target to keep the quality of life of this person after breast cancer, because normally the oncologists and all these things, they say not use hormones anymore and all these things. We have protocols, and we have another ways to try to avoid, for example, the hot flashes or the problems with the genital area, which becomes very, very dry and very unfunctional after the treatments for breast cancer. And we have a lot of options, and it is a pity not to have a consultation to directly to try to get the solution of these things. Yeah. We have, for hot flashes, natural remedies, a lot of them. And we have also some antidepressants using in a low, low dose, not the dose that you normally need for being antidepressant, but in a lower dose, you can use them to avoid the hot flashes. And obviously, we have local treatment, even estrogen, to use locally in the vagina for all these problems that you could have in the genital area after the treatment for the breast cancer.
So you would take antidepressants for the menopause?
Well, one of these is very well proved to reduce the hot flashes in a low, low dose.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, this is something that can help with a few things also. If you have a Because in several women, we have just hot flashes and that's all. But in another person, menopause can change your moody, and they can get even depressive, moody and all these things. So in these cases, probably the indication is higher.
Yeah, it can be really debilitating for some women. I am aware of that. And it can really disturb your sleep as well, can't it? Meaning that you're tired all the time.
Yeah, well, the good news is that not every person suffers. And another good news is that we have solutions. You have to consult with the doctor, yeah, for sure.
And you mentioned earlier a natural sort of treatment. How would you find out about that? Can your doctor advise you as well if somebody didn't want to take the conventional HRT?
Yeah. We normally use soya. We have a lot of scientific evidence. Not in every person, it is true, but in some persons, soya works very, very good. It's a question related to the absorption in the body, which is very individual. Not every person has a good absorption to have a good effect of soya. But in this person that have a good absorption, the effect is very good. And some other things, you know, Pauline, we use a few things and a few plants for this, that normally you can buy in pharmacy with your prescription and everything, you know.
Yeah, I read somewhere that certain foods can help as well. If you eat things, you know, like avocados and almonds and things like that, that can all help, can't it?
Yeah, obviously, if you eat too much spicy food and all these things, you're going to suffer more hot flashes. So it's something that you can reduce also, you know.
Yeah.
And alcohol. All these things.
Oh no, not again.
No, yeah. You know, my friends are the same. You're very boring.
Not at all. It's all good advice. Everything in moderation, isn't it? Everything in moderation.
Moderating. Yeah, this is the idea, because alcohol, they say that if you take it moderately, you could have a good effect in yourselves. So it is not so bad.
Yeah, well, indeed, of course. Well, listen, it's been interesting, as always, to hear your take on the menopause. If people want to get in touch, do you have a number?
Yeah, I have. You know?
No, not right now. It's not a cup of ice.
I'm going to do it. Let me try. 676-467-299.
Well done. How many years has it taken?
No, I have written.
Oh, bless you. And your website is?
Sexologiamarbella.com.
Great stuff. Dr. Anna, until November, thank you for being with us today.
Until November.
Bye-bye. Nice. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye. Bye.